Red-Nosed Kid. Since he was a kid, Ross, 14, has always dreamt of being a cowboy. One day, he leaves the family farm in Texas and runs away to go west. A few days later, he is recognized by the sheriff, who gets in touch with his father.
When the sheriff shook hands with Dad, he says that if it's in the breed to go, there's no use trying to keep a kid at home, or he'd left himself that way. The only thing Dad said about my running off was that I ought to be ashamed to worry Mother as I had. And when Mother cried and said how glad she was to see me back, it made it tough on me. For what the sheriff said about it being in the breed to go was right. The thing was always on my mind. I had one sister a year older than I was, and I used to tell her my troubles, for no matter what I told her, she'd never tell the folks. So I finally told her that I was going to leave.
"Don't you run off again,"
she says.
"But just the other night, I heard Mother talking to Dad, and Dad said next time you wanted to leave, he was going to let you go."
That put things in an altogether different light. Only a day or so later, Dad spoke to me. We was eating supper at the time. And without a hint of warning, he cleared his throat and asked me when I planned to go out west again. I didn't expect he'd put it up to me that way, but I says, "Pretty soon."
"Now don't go running off,"
he says,
"and worry your mother as you did before. For if you're dead set on going west, I'll get you an outfit and let you go."
That was all Dad ever said, but he bought me a second-hand saddle and a little white pony that one of the neighbors owned. Now that the thing was really set for me to go, I could hardly wait. Dad gave me $40 to go with the two I had, and he said it ought to be enough until I got a job.
"Now don't coyote along the way,"
he says,
"but stop at some farmhouse and spend the night and pay for what you get. We'll be glad to see you when you get ready to come home."
With that, he ups and shakes hands with me, just as if I was a man. My sisters all just stood around, and I grinned at them. But Mother called me in the house to say goodbye to her. It was just as well she did, I guess. For I was no cowboy leaving home to her, but a little red-nosed kid.
By Ross Santee in Cowboy, 1928.